لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and your families are all doing well by His mercy and His grace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all safe and happy and in peace with Iman in this world and safe in the next. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, of course, it is back to school season, and one of the things that many of my young friends are looking forward to when they go back to school is to meet their friends or perhaps to make new friends. Now, of course, for adults as well, the lifting of pandemic restrictions means that it has become easier for us to get back with our friends as well. So today, my brothers and sisters, I'd like you to think about friendship. Now, each person has a different story about their friends or lack of friends, right? And for the adults, I'm sure you can think back, you know, to your friends that you've had since you were young, through your school years, your college, university years, your adolescence, up until now. And of course, for my young friends, this is something which is probably very much on your minds right now, as you think about back to school and you think about who you're going to be with, especially if you're changing schools, going to a new school. Now, friendships are important. They are important for our mental wellness because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as social creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as social creatures, right? Like, He didn't put us each on our own planet to live alone. If Allah wanted to, He could have done that. He could have put us on, each of us, in our own little planet or own little island to survive on our own. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us a part of families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us social beings so that we like to meet others. And we actually not just like to, but we need others in our lives. And in our deen, as we have discussed before, our religion is a communal religion. We are encouraged to have the sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, to come to the masjid, to meet others, to have positive interactions, to care for others, to be there for others. And of course, that means that people are there for us as well. So friendships are important for us in many ways, including for our mental wellness. However, they can impact us more than we realize. Your friends have the potential to impact you in ways which are much greater, much more serious than what you may realize, to the point that our friends can impact our spiritual wellness as well. What can they do? Our friends can impact our spiritual wellness as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has famously said that al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil, that a person is upon the religion of his close friend. So beware whom you befriend. So what? So beware. Pay attention to whom you befriend. This means that close friends, right? Because the word here used here is khalil, right? Which is an intimate friend, a very close friend. So this means that close friends can have such a great impact on us, such a great impact on us, that their faith, their spirituality, their religion can impact our religion and our spirituality. And that is why we need to be very careful. Why? Because religion and spirituality are critically important, because they have to do with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do ultimately with how we are treated or what experience we go through at the time of our departure from this dunya, and the experience that we go through in our graves, and the experience, the welcome, or the state, our state on the day of judgment, and where we end up in the hereafter. All of those things have to do with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those things are serious things. That is a matter which is eternal, meaning our state in the hereafter. That is something which can be eternal and very, very serious. So therefore, we know that our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matters, and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of religion and spirituality, and therefore, this is something which is critically important. Now, the best friends will be those who are amazing friends in this world and in the hereafter and in the akhirah. So if you have a friend, you think of your friends. Which of those friends are amazing friends in this dunya, but also have the potential to be amazing friends in the hereafter? Right? We learn, it is reported, that the ideal friend is مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمُ اللَّهَ رُؤْيَتُهُ, the one who reminds you of Allah when you see them. مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمُ اللَّهَ رُؤْيَتُهُ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقُهُ, and adds to your knowledge when he speaks or when she speaks. So who reminds you of Allah when you see them. And when they speak, they add to your knowledge. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ, and reminds you of the hereafter through their actions when they act. Right, so this is the ideal type of friend. Now, of course, this is the type of friend that we want, and this is the type of friend that we want to be for others, ideally. This is what we're aiming for. This is the type of friendship that we want, that when people see us, or when we see them, we remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we add to knowledge of others, of our friends, when we speak. And when we act, our friends are reminded of the hereafter. Right? This is the ideal scenario. Now, mashallah, I have to say, I've seen many of our youth, especially recently, who have been hanging out together at night. Right? They're driving in here at night, and they're coming to the masjid. Mashallah, tabarakallah. And they're spending time here in the masjid. They're chilling, they're hanging out together. Okay, but they're also offering their salah. They're also coming in and reviewing their Quran together. And when I see this, it really warms my heart. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to grant them istiqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Right? Because when we have youth like that in our communities, in our ummah, then we can be assured. Right? We can have some confidence with regards to our future. Because as I've said many times before, right, of course, I'm not going to be around forever. Right? The elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve everyone, right? But we're not going to be here forever. This masjid, this community, this ummah is going to be in the hands of our youth, our future generations, our children, our grandchildren. Right? So we want our children and our grandchildren, both boys and girls, male and female, to be people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who value the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who care for each other, who care for this deen, but also care for humanity, and that they are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they will be the ones who will be spiritually empowered and inshallah guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the right steps and to guide us through the challenges that this ummah will be facing in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Now similarly, there are adults who are, mashallah, they are walking together to the masjid. They are, you know, chatting along the way. They are giving good company to each other, mashallah, people who live in the neighborhood. And I want to mention that our place, this masjid, is always open for everyone, right? Including for our sisters and for girls. So come to the masjid. Plan your activities around the masjid, right? Gather in the masjid, perhaps, and then go for your activity, whatever you would like to do together. Right, but make the masjid a part of your life, not just personally or your family life, but also part of your social life as well. Make it a part of your social life as well, so that you, not just yourself, but your friends, the entire group, is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, sometimes, of course, it might be difficult for us to find such friends. Then at the very least, aim for friends who don't take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aim for friends who don't take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one of the golden rules of healthy friendship is to have friends who respect our choices. One of the golden rules of healthy friendships is to have friends who respect us and respect our choices. Now, if a person claims to be your friend, they say, I am your friend. They are acting friendly with you. They are acting close with you. But they don't respect who you are. They don't respect where you're from. They don't respect your culture. They don't respect your choices, your religion, your faith, your spirituality. Then you have to ask yourself that, is this person really a friend or not? Is this person really a friend or not, or are they actually just using me? Is that what a friend is supposed to be like? A person who doesn't respect who I am, doesn't respect my culture, my family, my faith, my spirituality, my choices, and who I am as a person. It may also be a good idea to have levels or categories of friends, those who are very close, which will likely be a few. And you will be very selective and very judicious about who you allow to get so close to you. Meaning, close in terms of sharing, you know, secrets and sharing things that you are experiencing and that you're living through. Right? Because you have to be careful. Sometimes you tell people something and then they turn against you and they use it against you, or, you know, they blackmail you. Different types of things that happen. Right? So, there are a few that are the closest to us. And then some, perhaps, or more that we are on friendly terms with, and we may even consider to be our friends, but we don't share absolutely everything with them, and we don't try to become like them and try to do everything that they are doing. So we have, you know, circles around us, some that are close, and then slowly, slowly, those who we are on friendly terms with, but maybe not that close. And when it comes to our friends, my brothers and sisters and my young friends, pay attention. Pay attention to the character of your friends, or those claiming to be your friends. Pay attention to their language. How do they speak? What do they talk about? Is it dignified? Is it respectful? Is it shameful? Pay attention to their actions. Are their actions haram? Are their actions disgraceful or displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or illegal, right? Or are they just wrong, right? How are they, especially for children, how are they with their parents? How do they speak about their parents? Do they use bad language for their parents? Are they lying to their parents and to others, right? So these are the things that we want to be looking out for. Now, there are many types of friends that are mentioned in the Quran, and there are, you know, subtle differences between them all. So, for example, the khazul. The khazul, who is the freeloader friend. The freeloader friend who is with you when things are good, when they are getting benefit, right? When you're chilling, when you're enjoying. But when you need help, when trouble strikes, they're the first ones to ditch you, they're the deserter, right? And there's going to be many people like this in the world. Okay, so be very careful. Be very careful that your friend is not one who is from the khazul. And then another type of friend we find is the wali, right? The protective friend, the one who's always got your back, right? So there's different categories, different types of friends. One of the worst types is mentioned, and these are just a couple of examples. One of the worst types that is mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the description in the hereafter, in the akhirah. He's describing the enjoyment and the state of the sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are sitting in Jannah. They are sitting in Jannah and they are discussing. And one of them will say, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. That verily, I had a companion in the world. There was a companion I had. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. Who used to say, are you among those who bear witness to the truth of the message? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. Do you bear witness to the truth that, you know, to this message that when we die and become dust and bones, that we shall be raised once again to be rewarded or to be punished according to our deeds? You actually believe in this, that, you know, once we die, we're going to become alive again? You know, so he's sowing doubts. He's not asking sincerely, but he's actually sowing doubts. You know, he's asking, you know, in a negative way, that you actually believe in all that? So the speaker will say, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. So he says to the people he's talking to in Jannah, will you look down? فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. So he looked down. He looks down and he sees him, that friend, in the midst of the Jahim, of the Naar. And he says, قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. By Allah, you have nearly ruined me. You almost ruined me. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Had it not been for the grace of my Rabb, of my Lord, I too would have certainly been among those brought to the state, brought to the Naar, to the Jahim. So this is also a type of friend, and this is the worst of the friends. Right? But here in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace, the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guided this person away from falling into this trap. Right? But there are people like that as well who will be claimed to be friends, but then will be sowing doubts and will be trying to influence a person's faith and spirituality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. That close friends will be enemies to one another on that day, except al-muttaqin, except the righteous. So all the friendships of this world will go away on the day of judgment. They will fall by the wayside. They're not going to matter anymore. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those that were righteous, except those that were based upon taqwa. Now sometimes, my brothers and sisters, there may be friends, people, especially in our community, especially children and youth, who have made some bad choices in the past. And the reality is, who hasn't made bad choices in the past? Every single person has made some choices which they regret afterwards. So we have to be careful not to shun them and give them an opportunity to improve. Because to err is to human. To err is human. To make mistakes is part of being human. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. So we should not, you know, hold it against a person if they are repentant and if they are trying. Because what we find is sometimes people get shunned. Nobody wants to talk to them anymore, right? Especially in younger people. You know, this person has a bad reputation. Okay, yes, that does matter to a certain extent, right? But perhaps people have moved on. You know, a few years have passed. What someone did when they were much younger, in their childhood, in their early teens, we shouldn't hold it against them. Once they have moved beyond that point, at least give them a chance. So when they are making the bad choices, of course, we need to be careful not to get influenced by those bad actions or those bad choices that they're making. But we should also continue to try to reach out to them to help them improve and support them, to get them back on the right track, you know, without judging them, without making them feel bad, while protecting ourselves from becoming influenced. So yes, on the one hand, we want to be with good people, we want to be with good friends, because we don't want to be influenced by those who are making bad choices. But at the same time, we also want to leave the door open to help those who have made bad choices, to help them come on to the straight path once again. And this is a responsibility that we have towards each other as brothers and sisters. So, my friends, I encourage you, do an audit of your friends. Are they helping you become better? Or are they the type of friends that discourage you from good things? Right? Which way are your friends influencing you? Are they respectful of your choices and your beliefs? When you get together, what are the things that you do? What do you talk about? Are they things that people don't want to hear? And is that the right crowd to be in or the right people to be with? What are the things that they're involved in? Right? Are these things that they're involved in, are you ashamed of telling others, especially teachers and parents? How can you encourage your friends towards positive and good and clean things and conversations? And in the end, are you going to be happy? Are you going to be happy that you had these friends in this life? Are you going to be satisfied on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, that you had these friends in your life? Or are you going to regret it and be upset at them for all the trouble that they got you into when you were around them? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the best of friends and company in this world and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from every form of evil and harmful friendship and company. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. We have some sad news of the passing of the elder brother of Brother Habibur Rahman. Brother Muti Rahman has passed away in Bangladesh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So make dua for him and all of those who have passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum wa wassi' madkhalahum واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس وابدلهم دارا خيرا من دارهم وابدلهم اهلا خيرا من اهلهم وادخلهم الجنه واعذهم من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy and forgiveness upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their ranks. May Allah azza wa jalla grant patience to all loved ones who are grieving at this time. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. We also have requests for dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant shifa, complete recovery and cure to all of our brothers and sisters who are ill, especially our brothers and sisters who are battling cancer, Brother Saud Alam, Brother Mubin Sayyid, and sister as well who has requested for dua, and others as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma shfihim shifa'an ajilan kamilan min kulli da. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering, whether they are suffering physically or mentally or spiritually or emotionally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them relief and grant them peace and happiness. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, tonight this evening we have Foodie Friday Barbecue from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. inshallah. Please place your orders online, canadamuslims.ca/food. The deadline was 1 p.m., but we've extended that, so please do that as soon as possible, inshallah. And secondly, as you know, the election campaign is coming up. This week, we're pleased to welcome Melissa Conrad, who's the candidate for the NDP here in Canada, Carleton. So she is outside. So do please say hi to her and speak to her if you get a chance after the salah, inshallah.